Podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Starting a little bit early, because I'm probably only going to be the only one here today. Seems to be the pattern that we're starting to develop. So today's topic is transparency. If anybody calls in, then, you know, we can change the topic. But transparency, I don't know, I guess I'm too transparent. And I don't see anything wrong with that, but I seem to have a problem with other people. And not having transparency. I'm too transparent, and I seem to be attracted to people who are not transparent. If you listen to previous podcasts, you'll know that I was seeing this girl. She made me believe I was the only one. Come to find out, there were, I don't know how many other guys, but she just updated her Facebook status saying that she's in a relationship with somebody. Not sure which one it is. I don't even know if he knows that she was screwing around with who knows how many other guys. And I wasn't so much upset that she picked somebody else, because I already was figuring out it wasn't working, because she was hiding, keeping secrets. She wasn't communicating, and her astrology said she should be a communicator, and something wasn't right. I knew something wasn't right. And I guess my angels or my spirit guides, God, kept trying to warn me. But my friend David Ray, who's going to be calling in here in a little bit, kept trying to convince me that she's, you know, worth holding on to. And I liked her, so I held on. Come to find out, she's a liar and a cheater. So, what the hell? So I just can't win, it seems like. And I'm sure there's other people out there that feel the same way. I mean, why are we, I don't know, why can't people just be honest, you know? I mean, I was running for Congress 2011, 2012, and I'm going to be running for Congress again soon, just not right now. And I'm about transparency in government, transparency in my relationships, transparency all the way around. And I don't know, we've just gotten away from that, you know. Nobody wants to be honest about anything anymore. What's up with that? It drives me freaking insane, you know. I'm just sick and tired of dishonest people. Send David a reminder of the podcast in 5 minutes. So we'll do Ron Paul today, as usual. See what Ron Paul has to say. Talk about whatever David Ray wants to talk about. And in the meantime, maybe even, you know, if David doesn't call in, maybe I'll get Prepper Girl to call in, and you know, she's transparent. I met her, hang on a second. Okay, I met her on a Dateline, but you know, we're not actually compatible, but you know, we're both talkers, we're both transparent, and which is a good thing, which it's too bad she didn't work out, because, you know, she's a communicator. That's what I'm looking for, somebody who's going to be honest and transparent with me. But we're not compatible, but we're friends, we're, you know, so that's cool. But she's hardcore about transparency also, so... Since that's going to be today's topic, I guess, if nobody calls in, then I'll see a Prepper Girl is going to call in. And there's David Ray.
Yep.
4 minutes.
Okay, can you hold the line while I empty out my bowels and such?
Yeah, that's fine.
I kind of figured that's why my text message thing went off.
Nokey dokey.
All right, I'll try to be on in about 10 minutes or less.
10 minutes?
I know.
No problem.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, so he'll be here in about 10 minutes or less. So, transparency. Why can't people be honest? I mean, Yeah. We're in the age of Aquarius, which is supposed to be the age of awareness, knowledge, change. So hopefully things get better as far as that goes. But, you know, with government and people, maybe I'm just too honest. Maybe I'm too transparent. Maybe I need to be more aloof. That's what women seem to be attracted to, is bad boys who, you know, treat women like crap and keep secrets and all that other stuff, which is not easy for me to do, but I guess I have to learn how to be that way. And my last wife, she had a lot of secrets. She eventually went behind my back and cheated on me. My last girlfriend, her and I pretty much had a lot of honesty and communication, but she thought that I was keeping secrets when I was honest with her and I was transparent with her. And so she would browbeat me. And so that's why that didn't work out. And this last one, I don't really consider her a girlfriend because we only, I guess we were only seriously seeing each other for a couple weeks, a few weeks, whatever. But she wasn't actually seriously seeing me. I was seriously seeing her, and she was obviously going behind my back with a couple other dudes. Or she was going behind somebody else's back with a couple other dudes, and I was one of the other dudes. I don't know. I just don't know. All I know is I wasn't the only one, and she made me believe I was the only one. So, yeah, I'm still sore about that. I mean, I just found out about it not so long ago. But I knew something wasn't right. I knew something was going on the whole time. I just couldn't put my finger on it. It was driving me crazy. All she had to do is be honest with me. I used to be poly. You know, I understand open relationships and all that stuff. I mean, if she was honest with me, I still would have backed off. And I wouldn't have been as interested. But who cares? She didn't pick me anyway. Because I obviously knew something wasn't right. And, you know, I was acting all weird because I knew something was going on. And then eventually I backed off anyways, and then she picked the other guy anyway. So it's like, whatever, I don't know. I still don't really know what all happened and what all is going on. And I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter anymore. But it still bothers me. You know, why couldn't she just be honest with me? Why can't people just be honest? That's what's messing me up. You know, she was almost astrologically compatible. I really liked her. I thought she really liked me. And it was all just a bunch of crap. And I wasted, what, January, February, March, part of April. I wasted almost 4 months of my time with some stupid bimbo when I could have been with or maybe even looking for somebody else who had, you know, decent caliber. She was just wasting my time and my energy. And now I'm still wasting my time and energy fretting over the bullcrap. So I don't know. I mean, I'm doing better now. But I just can't understand why people can't just be honest. Why people can't be transparent. You know, it's like there's people out there for everybody. You know, like I said, you know, whatever game she's playing, if she wants to have multiple relationships, there are all kinds of multiple relationship dynamics out there. All she had to do is be honest about it, and she'll find exactly what she's looking for, and she ain't got to hurt people's feelings by lying to them and cheating on them and going behind people's backs. Government. Transparency in government. They're constantly lying to us and playing games with us, brainwashing people so that they can achieve their own agendas. We need to get more people in government who are transparent and for the people, by the people, and not communists who are going to freaking screw us over and stab us in the back. I mean, war. Yeah, we're destined for a war here in the U.S. because of our government. Our government is currently shipping people out, American citizens or sovereigns, to other countries to fight political money wars that we have no business fighting. And eventually, we the people here in the U.S. are going to get tired. People are already getting tired. But eventually, more people are going to get tired, fed up. And then we're going to say, we're not going to take it anymore. And then they're going to send foreign troops to our lands to fight us, just like we are sending our troops to foreign lands to fight other people. Unfortunately, that's our future here in the U.S. I know it's scary, I know it's sad, and I know a lot of people don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. But unfortunately, that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, I don't call myself a psychic, but I'm pretty intuitive. You know, I wish I was psychic, but I'm not psychic enough to call myself a psychic. That makes sense. So I don't really rely on my psychic intuitions too much, and sometimes I should, you know, because sometimes I get warnings and I don't listen to them. And, you know, it's like, so how do you know what's true and what's not true when it comes to psychic impressions? You know, they're all psychic impressions are basically just it's almost like getting advice from your best friend. It's from their point of view, their perspective, but you have to interpret what they're trying to tell you. So, psychic impressions is usually information coming from the spiritual realm. And you may not get all of the information. It just depends on how intuitive you are. Someone like myself, who's not really that intuitive, you know, it comes across cloudy sometimes. Sometimes it comes across really clear, and I get the big picture because they're trying to really drill it in my head. You know, like basically the three times, well, I guess four times now that I've been cheated on, but three times, my first wife, another woman that I was seeing several years back, and then my last wife cheated on me, and I had psychic impression tell me, you know, different things that led me to discover what was going on. With this last one, Regina, I don't really know what impressions that I got besides the fact that I was going through all the trauma stuff that I went through with my last wife after her secret affair. You know, everything that I went through after her affair, I mean, I basically had total trauma. I had to go on, like, pharmaceutical antidepressants, herbal antidepressants. I was a freaking mess. And I was going through that same stuff with Regina. And that was my clue. But I didn't get it. I mean, I got it, but I didn't get it. You know what I mean? You know, and in astrology, astrologically, we should not have had communication issues. She had a Gemini ascendant. She had Mercury and Leo on a Virgo cusp in the house of Gemini. There should not have been any communication.
I'm doing double duty.
Double duty.
I'm measuring fence posts while talking to you on the phone.
You're doing fence posts?
At the moment.
Coolness.
Woohoo.
So you're doing our fence posts or somebody else's?
Somebody else's, but ours are more or less done. I just need to brace them and wire.
Oh, okay, so. Cool.
Hi. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Where's the next one after this go?
All the other fence, great angle.
There he is. Topsoil with bark tips. Look at that.
Okay, so it's through those three trees.
Pretty much straight on all the way to hit the electric fence on a straight line off of this boat.
This he just wanted this.
All right, I'm going to now. I'll talk to you gentlemen later.
Three panels, not fences.
Okay. Woohoo! Yeah, we're talking about fencing on the podcast. You guys can always call in, you know. Go ahead and call in. Text the number to both Bill and Jerry.
I don't have Jerry's number anymore.
Ah, okay, yeah, okay. I'll see if I can handle it. I'm going to put you on speaker.
I sent it to Bill last week, I think. Maybe not. So anyway, is anybody listening to this podcast in the future, you can always call 563-999-2010. You want to ask for the extension, it's extension 256021 and then pound. But you can find all that information at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Dungeons and Dragons.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. For the most part. There we go. Bill and Shirley. I guess I did not text him the podcast. So I'm doing it now.
Right. I got to change all these PPPs into...
Oh, I do have Jerry's number.
I got it handled. Here it goes. And sending.
We both sent it at the same time.
That's funny.
That's okay.
Oh.
So, today's topic, unless you have another one that you want to discuss, is transparency. Transparency in government, transparency in relationships, transparency in communities in the world. Something we have a lack thereof.
I actually had a plan to run my newspaper distribution under a transparent format where my carriers would see how much I was clearing and, you know, compare that to how much they were getting, you know, how much I received, how much I cleared, my expenses, et cetera, et cetera. So that they knew that they were being paid fairly.
So what is it about our astrology that makes us transparent, that makes other people not transparent in their astrology? Well, I know Taurus and Pisces tend to hide and keep secrets, but besides that.
What about Gemini?
Geminis tend to be communicators, but they are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, so they could have two different sides. So they could be showing you one side and not be showing you another. Kind of like a slide of the hand thing.
Yeah, and my ex apparently had 6 or 7 different sides.
Well, yeah, she had Gemini in her chart. Regina had Gemini, Mary had Gemini, and all three of them were secretive, playing games, and having double lives. So, Pisces, Gemini, and Taurus. beware.
But I'm supposed to get along with Taurus, aren't I?
Yeah, theoretically.
It's
all poppycock.
It's all poppycock.
Yeah, I just don't know anymore. You know, it's like you and I are supposed to be astrologically compatible to be Trick, and he turned out to be evil.
Yeah, I think that was a personal choice.
Well, yeah. But he has a lot of Gemini going on, too. So maybe that's what it was. I don't know. Maybe it's not so much the Gemini. It's just that if they had too much Gemini.
Yep.
But I don't know. Too much of something could throw off somebody's equilibrium. But yeah, it's all free will, and it's all a matter of culture, environment, upbringing. Our society, you know, teaches people to be selfish, greedy, backstabbing.
Well, yeah. I don't think my ex would have cheated on me if Uncle Sam hadn't presented himself as a hidden second husband. You know?
Therefore presenting you as obsolete.
Yeah. It's like she didn't have to depend on me. Not that I think that people should, how should I put it? I don't think people should be trapped into depending on each other, but I think they should be cooperative with each other. And she didn't have to cooperate with me because Uncle Sam basically said, I'll provide for all your needs. You don't really need a husband. You know, and so I became glorified babysitter as far as she was concerned. You know,
right.
Babysitter with a wedding ring. And so she ran off and did as she pleased, spent her money as she pleased. She didn't work at building the family. She worked at satisfying her own desires because that's what Uncle Sam should do.
Right.
You know, and that's what most people do. And they seem to think, oh, I have freedom. I can do as I please. But that's not what freedom's for. You know. It's for doing what you do, not for doing what, you know, whatever random thing. And honestly, what most people do claiming pleases them isn't really satisfying. It doesn't really give them the joy that they should have. You know? So my daughter expressed, you know, it's like, I was taking my kids to the movies 3 and 4 times a week. My daughter expressed, well, while she had, most of her friends had, it felt hollow. Because, you know, what was there to it?
Right. What is the greater meaning and purpose of life and our existence within it?
So, yeah, transparency in government. Can't have that. If you have transparency in government, then you can't tell the American people that 9/11 was done by somebody else other than the United States.
Right.
You know, the rest of the world knows it was done by the United States, but the people in the U.S. think it was done by the Arab.
Right.
And Pearl Harbor was engineered by the Japanese.
Right.
You know? Yeah, warned the U.S. to stay out, to take action against us, and the governing body of the U.S. said, well, sounds good to us. What can we do to get you over here? And then they did it.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, the Japanese told us to stay out, you know, stop being involved in this, that, and the other. And if we didn't, that they would have to take action against us. And
wow.
So Uncle Sam said, sounds good to us. What can we do to get you over here quicker?
Right, because they wanted to instigate a war.
We wanted to be involved. You know, we did the same thing to Germany, basically. Germany sent us warnings that, you know, we continue to do out weapons to be shipped to their enemies, that they're going to have to sink one of these ships as carrying weapons. And they had every reason to believe, I forget the name of the ship, but they had every reason to believe that that ship had weapons on it, even though it had civilian personnel. You know, it was a cruise liner. But they had every reason to believe they had weapons for the enemies. And so, you know, even though the American public was warned in several major newspapers, you know, that ship went out anyway, got sunk, and that gave the U.S. reason to get involved in the war. Up until then, we weren't involved.
Right. We wanted a piece of the action.
Yep.
We got it.
You know, and actually, right up until then, a lot of the American propaganda was right in line with the German propaganda.
Propaganda?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Kind of transparency is that?
All right.
I don't know.
Me neither.
We should get Ray Hall on. He looks at me about transparency.
Yeah. Maybe we should call him.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Excuse me. All right, here we go. Hello, and welcome to our podcast. We're talking about transparency in government.
Yes.
What do you have to say about that?
That's kind of a wide open question.
Talk about that a while.
We're putting you on the spot. Do what?
Say it again.
So we're putting you on the spot. We're on our podcast, and we're talking about transparency in government.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I would say that if you have the eyes to see it, you can see it, but if you don't, you'll never see it.
Right.
True enough. And if they told you, you wouldn't see it.
Everything they do out in the open. But they do it in such a way that if you don't have the background, you won't understand it.
It's kind of like a magic trick.
Like a what?
Like a magician on stage doing a magic trick.
You got it. What you see is not what happens. Because you're missing.
So what we need is a political Penn and Teller.
I think we have lots of them.
Well, Penn and Teller used to take the magic tricks. They'd do the trick and fool you. And then they do the trick again and explain to you step by step how it was done. And
now that makes sense.
So we need a political Penn and Teller who will show us the tricks that were done and then take us step through step how it is that your mind was fooled by that trick.
That's one approach. I think what you really need is people who are informed. Once they understand, what's amazingly to me is virtually nobody, they see it, but their mind is so filled with, they have so many walls in their mind that have been programmed all their life. They see it, but they don't believe it.
Right.
Even though it bites them right in the face.
Well, yeah, I've got people who are like, well, of course you got to pay the ticket. Who did I harm? Nobody. So why do I need to be harmed? Because you broke the law. How can it be a law if I didn't hurt anybody? Because we said it was a law. Why, what right did you say law?
You got the message.
I know. I understand, but I mean, it's like, you know, the people, you know, majority of people I run across is like, you know,
just
then the other end of it. They're going to punish you anyway, even if you see. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how they scare everybody else.
Yep.
Like, look at this dummy. He opposed them. Look what happened.
See what happens to him. If I do that, it's going to happen to me too.
And the reason why it happens to you, too, is because you didn't help the guy who opposed them.
Right. Like the story, when they come for all the hippies, well, I wasn't a hippie, so I didn't do anything. When it came for all the rednecks, well, I wasn't a redneck, so I didn't do anything. When it came for all the punk rockers, well, I wasn't a punk rocker, so I didn't do nothing.
Yep.
Then they came for me,
yeah.
And nobody left. So I couldn't do anything.
Yep.
You got the idea.
Meet Leon's the other day, and I was getting angry listening to a conversation some people were having about the local jail here in Cedar County. I was misunderstanding the conversation. They actually wanted to see the jail go away. They didn't want it here. It wasn't providing decent jobs. It's bringing criminals that need to be brought here. It is being funded by the locals, even though the locals aren't benefiting from it in any way, shape, or form. You know? If I paid more attention to the conversation, I didn't catch on until they were leaving how they were talking, you know. And, you know, I you know, not understanding the conversation, finally left and said, you know, it, in my opinion, it'd be best if the jail just rolled up and left. And the guy looked at me and said, exactly. You know. I don't know.
We don't need generals. We need muses.
Well, yes and no.
I'm just kidding.
It depends on the nature of the crime. If it wasn't a crime, they shouldn't have been jailed in the first place.
Right.
Yes, but you understand the jails are money-making propositions.
Oh, yeah. Even though it doesn't help the local economy.
It helps the government.
It only profits the people in government.
Yeah.
Because it is a government is now money oriented.
Yep.
Everything they do is designed to produce more revenue.
You know what? Talking about transparency in government, I wonder if we could do some research to see which local judges have invested their retirements in the local jail.
Well, I can tell you about California. Every fine that a judge imposes, he gets part of it on his retirement program.
Right. So he's encouraged to rule against anybody who wants to avoid a fine.
Exactly.
And so if you can take right. So if you can take away, not only take away his profit, but take away from what he's already up, he'll be inclined to loan.
Well, basically what it is it's an incentive to punish law-abiding citizen.
Yes. Right.
And that in itself is criminal.
Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly correct.
They should have an incentive to do what's right, not an incentive to do what's wrong. So how do we turn that around?
Well,
take the profit out of it, for one thing.
As I've told you before, the way to do that, you have to get enough citizens
who need enough
to understand how the system has really worked to be able to create a common law jury to come in and indict them.
Right.
One of my books is a fictional account of how that can be done.
Is that the one you wanted me to get a picture of an egg-headed man?
No.
No.
No, this one is called The Last Days.
Right.
Is it published already or no?
What?
Have you published?
No, he only published the one book.
Oh, okay.
We need to get him an artist to draw first so he can publish books.
I either need an artist or I need somebody who will learn how to create book covers. It's just learning another internet skill.
Right.
I know how to do the graphic arts, but I need original artwork to work with.
And there's tons of it available. You don't need to create it. You just need to pick suitable pieces.
Well,
make up
and then understand how to blend them together. The internet has programs to teach you how to do that.
All right.
I just don't have the time.
Well, I'm sure David and I might be able to play with it and come up with something. It may not be suitable, but we can try.
Well, what's your
I know enough about GIMP. It's GIMP is a lot like Photoshop, except it's open source, and I know how to use it.
All you need to do is go on the internet and Google how to design book covers.
Okay.
And it will teach you everything you need to know. And it's not complicated. The more artistic skill you have, so you can tell when something is creative and appropriate, the better.
Right. All right. Do what? Give me a camera so I can create some original photographs that we can play with, so we know we're not stepping on anybody's license or copyright or anything like that. And I can start putting things together with
There's a ton of that stuff that's available for free, and there's another ton of stuff that you can buy at a reasonable price.
Right. The free stuff, it's okay to use it for free as long as you're not charging for the end product.
Well, that depends. Some of them are just flat free, period. There are no restrictions. And others, there are. You just have to.
That'd be like the cartoon lady I see for all these cleaning agencies. I thought it was all the same lady from the Ozark up to Kansas City, and it turns out they were using the same clip art over and over and over again.
You got the idea.
Yeah. It's a nice piece of clip art. It makes the cleaning person look, you know, makes them look good, but it's a piece of free clip art.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, so for our listeners, the book that Ray Hall has out is called The Rise and Fall of Freedom in America. You have to go check that out.
It's a book on how the legal system works and how you can protect yourself. So. But it's a learning curve.
Yeah, which we're still learning.
Right. Yep. So part of the transparency in government is, first off, you got to open your eyes.
Yeah. You got to wake up. Who are you?
Some of it is, they've got you fooled, so you look at a pig and you think it's a horse. All right?
Yes.
All right? But you're looking, you can see the pig, you're stupid, and you think it's a horse.
Right.
If somebody calls it a horse long enough, you'll believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll put a saddle on it, and you'll wonder why it bit your leg off.
Well, that's like fluoride. Fluoride is good for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell people enough, they'll believe you.
Right. And it's so good for you that if the city can't afford medical grade fluoride and they go and buy the industrial radioactive waste one that has lots of lead and arsenic in it and put that in the water supply instead, it's still good for you.
There's a medical grade fluoride?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's scary.
Not really any better for you than the other.
It's all toxic waste.
It's purified, so it's missing the other elements. You know, but yeah.
It's the same product they make rat poison out of.
Yeah, that too. Well, fluoride, as I first produced when they were processing uranium. Uranium. And they found out.
The fluoride you're talking about is a byproduct of aluminum.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
But natural fluoride is a completely different animal.
Yeah. And bodies need some of it, but not near the amount that they stick in their drinking water.
Natural fluoride. What's that? And where do we get it?
Well, there are pools and such, springs and such that are naturally fluoridated. Naturally fluoridated.
So that's where they're getting the hype, you know, to brainwash the people, because there is a natural fluoride that is good for you, and it makes people.
Well, if you're talking about purifying water, there are other methods that are completely harmless.
Oh yeah. David Irish knows how to. You gotta go.
Okay. Ray's gotta go. All right. Well, thanks for adding.
Thank you
to
for
our
putting
podcast.
Up with us.
Not a problem. Call anytime.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So, filtered water, fluoride.
Yeah, we'll have to do more research on that. But personally, I'm skeptical of fluoride, period.
I would be too.
I mean, I know we need a little bit of everything, but there's certain things that I'm sure we get more than enough of. You know, we don't need to be adding it to our food supply.
Right. If it ain't natural, we don't need it.
Well, you know, death head mushrooms are natural, but I don't need to eat any of those.
What is it?
Death angel mushrooms. I'm sorry, I called it wrong the first time. They're natural. Toadstools are natural. I don't need to be eating either one of those.
No. Nope.
You know, I don't need to be eating any hemlock.
That's good for you.
It's absolutely natural. Hemlock's perfectly natural. I don't need to be eating any of it. Nor do any of my animals. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. I was hearing silence.
Okay. You want to do Ron Paul?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Ron Paul.
Sure. Let's hear what Ron Paul had to say. I hadn't listened to him yet.
All right. Hang on.
Your weekly update for Monday, May 2nd. Last week, the House Armed Services Committee approved an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act requiring women to register with Selective Service. This means that if Congress ever brings back the draft, women will be forcibly sent to war. The amendment is a response to the Pentagon's decision to allow women to serve in combat. Supporters of drafting women point out that the ban on women in combat was the reason the Supreme Court upheld a male-only draft. Therefore, they argue, it is only logical to now force women to register for selective service. Besides, supporters of extending the draft point out not all draftees are sent into combat. Most of those who opposed drafting women did so because they disagreed with women being eligible for combat positions, not because they opposed the military draft. Few, if any, in Congress are questioning the morality, constitutionality, and necessity of Selective Service Registration. Thus, this debate is just another example of how few our so-called representatives actually care about our liberty. Some proponents of a military draft justify it as payback for the freedom the government provides its citizens. Those who make this argument are embracing the collectivist premise that since our rights come from government, the government can take away these rights when it suits their purposes. Thus, supporters of the draft are turning their backs on the Declaration of Independence. While opposition to the draft is seen as a progressive or libertarian position, many conservatives, including Ronald Reagan, Barry Goldwater, and Robert Taft, were outspoken opponents on conscription. Unfortunately, the militarism that had led so many conservatives astray in foreign policy has also turned many of them into supporters of mandatory selective service registration. Yet many of these same conservatives strongly and correctly oppose mandatory gun registration. In a free society, you should never have to register your child or your gun. Sadly, some opponents of the warfare state, including some libertarians, support the draft on the grounds that the draft would cause a mass uprising against the warfare state. Proponents of this view point to the draft's role in galvanizing opposition to the Vietnam War. This argument ignores the fact that it took several years and the deaths of thousands of American draftees for the anti-Vietnam War movement to succeed. A variation of this argument is that drafting women will cause an anti-war backlash as Americans recoil from the idea of forcing mothers into combat. But does anyone think the government would draft mothers with young children? Reinstating the draft will not diminish the war party's influence as long as the people continue to believe the war propaganda fed to them by the military-industrial complex's media echo chamber. Changing the people's attitude toward the warfare state and its propaganda organs is the only way to return to a foreign policy of peace and commerce with all. A military draft is one, if not the worst, violations of individual rights committed by modern governments. The draft can only facilitate the growth of the warfare state by lowering the cost of militarism. All those who value peace, prosperity, and liberty must place opposition to the draft at the top of their agenda. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
All right, then.
Yes. Yeah, down with the draft.
Okay, so all that would do is encourage the government to take more people's kids away from them, like what happened to Regina.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, his question, you know, do you think the government would take a young mother away from her children? Well, the government takes young fathers away from their children. Why not?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know when this happened exactly, but, you know, Regina had all of her kids taken away from her just because she spanked her daughter.
Yeah.
Well,
spanked her daughter once and her children taken away from her.
Right. So they'll find an excuse to take the kids away.
Yeah.
And then, oh, well, you don't have any kids anymore. Now you're eligible for the draft.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, no, hey, you shouldn't enough to be drafted when you had your children.
You shouldn't what?
No. Shouldn't have been young enough to be drafted when you had your children. That was irresponsible on your part. Yeah.
Right.
It was irresponsibility on your part. You shouldn't have been that young when you had your children.
You should have known that you could have been drafted. Therefore, you should have waited before you had your children. So now we're going to have an industrial military complex of nannies to take care of children that married couples can't take care of because they're off fighting foreign wars that don't benefit us.
Right.
Ba-doom, ba-doom, boom. Yeah, down with the draft.
Down with the draft.
So, but yeah, he's right. He's talking about the difference between collectivism, where does your freedoms come from? All right? If your freedoms come from an earthly god called Uncle Sam, then yeah, you owe Uncle Sam service. That's the cost of your quote-unquote freedom. That's the cost of your rights, all right? Your God grants you your rights, all right? God's Uncle Sam, then you better darn well get out there and give back to Uncle Sam what you owe him. But if your rights come from your Heavenly Father or the universe itself, then it's your Heavenly Father or the universe itself that you owe service to. Not Uncle Sam. Right. You know? Decide who your God is. Serve that. You know? People talk about God and country, and it's one or the other. You know, your country is your God, one way or another. You know, so if your country is Uncle Sam, you know, I feel sorry for you.
Me too.
So, you know, if that's your God, if that's the one who saves you, you know.
Well, right, God gave us our freedom and our liberty. And we, as a collective many, are responsible for protecting that freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
Now, the government misconstrues that to make you think that you have to go fight their wars in order to maintain your freedom and liberty. But the problem
is, honestly, it's anything but, because, you know, you go over to Iraq and you give the Iraqis a hard time, all you're doing is putting yourself in greater danger.
And your country
don't have any
greater danger.
Yeah. We don't have any business over there as a nation. Now, if you as an individual feel the Iraqi cause is your time and effort, I have nothing against you going over and helping them fight whichever side, wherever your conscience leads you. I got no problem with you going and volunteering yourself. But to send my child or to send me on your behalf, without my permission? No. You know, so
correct.
For me, drafted, you know, that's no different than the British stealing sailors off of American ships and drafting them into the British war. You know, that's conscription. You know, it's a form of slave trade. You know? To be conscripted into somebody else's war and forced to fight on somebody else's behalf. That's wrong. So, my opinion.
And you know what they say about opinion
of the law. Go ahead.
Nothing.
I didn't hear you.
No, that's okay.
You know, I'll download the podcast and find out what you said.
He said, it's my opinion. I said, and you know what they say about opinions.
Oh, you get three people in a room and you'll hear six opinions.
Opinions are like rear ends. Everybody's got them, and most of them stink. Except mine. Mine smells like rainbows.
Smells like rainbows. All right. Bill and Jerry both said they didn't have the number for accessing this thing. I'm going to text them again just because I'm a jerk.
Frickin' jerk. You're, yeah. I sent it to both of them, and you sent it to Jerry.
I sent it to both, too.
Whatever. They don't want to call in. Nobody loves us anymore.
No. No, they don't. Calling in.
No, I guess not. My internet's not working, so I can't look and see.
Oh, my. Oh, well.
Well, what the hell?
So I guess my phone bill is due tomorrow. I'll see about ordering the new phone and paying my phone bill at the same time and see what the repercussions are. I might go without phone number for a few days, actually. Because if I don't know how hard it'll be to transfer the phone number while it's active in one phone. I'll talk to him at click and see. If I can transfer the phone over without interrupting the service, then I'll order the phone, have the number active, and then whatever.
Who are you with right now?
Page Plus.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stay with Page Plus until the end of the billing cycle and then switch over to Metro PCS. But I'll have a gig of data with Page Plus. And I'll have a phone that I can actually use it with. But the question is, if I pay the bill and have this phone receiving that service, when I get the new phone, will I be able to transfer it to the new phone in the middle of the billing cycle?
Probably not. You'll be able to keep the number, but
I think I'll be able to transfer it in the middle of the billing cycle, but I'm not sure. So I could be wrong, I'm going to ask him a question.
Right.
He'll probably say, yeah, of course. And if he says, yeah, of course, then I'll order the phone and pay the bill. If he says it'd be a problem, then I'll order and wait until the phone arrives. Oh, no.
What?
Woods and Stockton is closing in an hour. Yep. Yepper. Yeah, and I'll get Open Garden. And I'll be able to sit, because I got a little Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi, Bluetooth nub to plug into the computer. And so I'll plug that in, a little USB Bluetooth. I'll plug that into the computer, do Open Garden between all my devices, and be able to actually use the computer on the internet when I'm away from town.
Well,
yep. And toward the end of every billing cycle, I'll have to sit down and suck up all my data, all 5 gigs of it.
Oh my.
All righty.
All right. Well, I guess that concludes our podcast.
All righty.
So what do we want to talk about next week?
Fencing.
The sword fighting?
No. Post holes and braces and
I don't know.
How about Reese's peanut butter cups?
Sounds good to me. What's the conspiracy in that?
Yeah, really. I'm sure there is a conspiracy in that.
I hear they've hid peanut butter in the middle of them.
Do 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 do.
Oh, my. Oakley doakley.
Okie dokie.
All right.
All right.
I'll be at Ray Hall's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Honestly, I suspect I'm going to piss off Cedar County, and they'll probably come after me. But it's like, hey, I want my $100 back, and I want it now, or I'm going to charge interest.
Like, right.
So. Like, make up your mind. You're saying that David Ray didn't show up. So are you saying David Ray Harriet's not me? Because I showed up by a special appearance. All right. If David Ray Harriet's not me, then why did you take $100 from me as a bond to make sure that I'd show up? So if I'm not the David Ray Harriet you're after, then you should take the $100 out of that David Ray Harriet that you are after and not me. So give me back my $100.
That's it.
And if you're saying I didn't show up, well, you're lying. Because I showed up early. And you didn't complain about it.
And they even posted it on Missouri KissNet. So they're admitting that you showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. You only posted half the paperwork on the Missouri, basically. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, I'd have to look it up again, but they basically posted under that issue that you came in and filed your affidavit of legal status.
Yep. Which was part of the filing of the abatement. Which might be the other code that they put in, but it wasn't clear.
Perhaps.
You know.
But they have an incentive to prove you to be guilty.
Well, yeah, because that's how everybody in their system gets paid. That's how the jail over here gets paid for.
Right.
And basically, we need to open up, you know, how is this jail being funded? Where does it come from? Who are they keeping in there? You know, we need to start taking a record of who all is being kept. It's like, I don't care if this city or that jurisdiction said that they were guilty of this, that, or the other. If they haven't harmed anybody, you better darn well turn them loose, or you're part of the kidnapping.
Right.
And that's all it boils down to. It's kidnapping. They haven't harmed anybody, you're kidnapping. And if they truly are harming somebody, then they either owe somebody compensation, need to have their heads chopped off, too. So if it isn't worthy of cutting their heads off, then they owe somebody money, and it's not jail time that they need to be serving. There's really no reason for anybody to be serving jail time. You know, this fallacy of paying your debt to society, how does fit in a square box pay off your debt? I'm part of society. It certainly doesn't help me any that somebody's sitting in a box.
No.
You know, if they're truly harmful, then I don't, you know, nobody needs them to be alive if they're truly harmful. But you better darn well prove something harmful before you take their life guilty of murder. You know? And quite frankly,
just because somebody's killed somebody, unless you catch them in the act of doing it, you know, they're going to have to demonstrate that they're a serial killer, that they're a continuing hazard to society. Because, you know, some, you know, I'm a little more complicated than I want to get into right now, but still, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have to be a repeat offender or demonstrate that they're going to be a repeat offender before I go after them. But, you know, but if you catch them in the act, you know, if I catch somebody raping a woman, I'd kill them on the spot. Because I'm defending her.
And then you go to jail for murder.
Well, it was defense. May not have been self-defense, but it was defense.
Right, but the New World Order doesn't see it that way.
Well, there you go. Those who support the New World Order are demonstrating that they need to be removed from this planet because they're a continuing danger to true law-abiding sovereigns.
I agree. So, transparency.
Yep.
If airplanes never hit the buildings on 9/11, what did?
You know, there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of speculation. And I'm not sure the airplanes didn't hit them. But I'm told that it's all been photoshopped in, and I've seen photoshopped film of the event. Not to say that it's true footage of the event, but I have seen photoshopped imagery of the event where airplane wings literally disappeared behind the building only to reappear in front of the building just before they explode. So, I mean,
yeah, and I saw in one video where there was like round orbs flying in and out of the smoke.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and just the way the building was designed to take multiple airplane strikes. Both of those towers were designed multiple airplane strikes. That was a quote-unquote concern when they built the buildings. And there is no way that an airplane could have done anything to those buildings other than poke a hole in it. You know, they built it out of a waffle structure, a double-layered waffle structure of girders. An inner tower and an outer tower on both of those buildings. And both inner and outer tower pieces were flung like ninja stars from explosions inside the building and struck other buildings and were sticking out of them. And that wouldn't have happened just simply by floor falling down on each other. It was impossible for floor by floor falling on each other. It was a demolition explosion.
A bad one at that.
Well, it was done on purpose.
Right,
and I've heard all sorts of theory about it falling greater than the speed of gravity and stuff like that, and it's like, I don't know that any of that's true, but You know, those are all those theories that are hopping out there. But I do know, you know, what evidence there was. You know, it's curious that it all fell down into the basement and there wasn't a very big pile of building when all was said and done. You know,
right.
There's a lot of material that didn't go very far. It should have been a mountain of rubble flowing to the street and touching the other buildings and all sorts of stuff, but apparently that didn't happen.
And if planes hit it, it should have fell over instead of collapsing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if the girders truly had melted due to fuel that wouldn't even burn anywhere close to the temperature of melting steel, again, I have to look into that and verify that, but that's, you know, that's, engineers have looked into that and said that's the case. Then the building would have become weak at the point of impact and folded over, and the top would have fell off into the street below, and the rest of the tower would have just stood there. So instead of towers, it would have been truncated towers.
9/11 is one of the biggest things that woke me up to the criminal element of government.
Oh, you hadn't heard of Pearl Harbor then, had you?
Well, I didn't know the truth about Pearl Harbor until after 9/11.
Oh, yeah, and then there was the Spanish-American War.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah,
I mean, I may be, but...
The Spanish fleet had a bunch of ships parked over in the Philippines. And about the time that the Philippines had successfully kicked the Spanish out after about 500 years of slavery, the Filipinos kicked Spain out. And at that point, they were having successfully kicked out an oppressor. U.S. comes over and blows all the Spanish ships out of I guess it was Subic Bay, and it walks onto Philippine shores and said, okay, you're too immature to take care of yourself, so we're going to take care of you, you know, basically re-enslaving them. You know.
Which is what they were fighting in the first place with the Spaniards.
Right. But with the right propaganda, the Filipinos fell for it and, you know, accepted the new slavery for at least 100 years.
Right. Well, I knew Vietnam was a political war.
Oh, no, that was a police action. That wasn't a war. I mean, yeah, we're using cannons and tanks, and, you know, we're shooting at people with soldiers, but it's just a police action.
Is that what they told us?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. Okay, David went away. So I guess I'll conclude the podcast with a little ditty. So check us out at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Hopefully next time we'll have some callers that can liven things up a little bit. Because it started out good and it went downhill and now we're trying to get it back uphill again. So feel free to call in and, you know, pick a topic. We'll talk about whatever. We're pretty flexible and we're pretty knowledgeable about a lot of things. We don't know everything, but we know a little bit about everything, pretty much, almost, kind of, sort of, kind of. So, yeah. So call in next Sunday or the Sunday after that or the Sunday after that or the Sunday after the Sunday after the Sunday after that. We may still be here. All right. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons & Dragons. Thank you.